Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Starry-Eyed Mystic podcast. Today, we're going to get into the June horoscopes for all of the 12 rising signs and or you can listen to for your sun sign. We will start with like a general introduction of the astrology for the month, and then we'll get into horoscopes for each of the sign I'm aiming for, so I don't talk your ear off. If you want more information, I highly recommend that you book a reading with me at thestarryeyedmystic.com, where we can go more in depth for more personalized insight. But I do want to throw in there a happy, happy Pride Month to my fellow LGBTQIA folks. I know you're out there, and this is not only a safe space where you're tolerated, but you're eagerly welcomed and accepted. Coming from a fellow fruit. One last thing, if you hear my voice right now, I have a cold. I still had to come on for you guys and give you the tea and the rundown for June. So have patience with me if my voice is sounding funky. It is. But yeah, we're going to get right into it. Let's look at June as a whole, right? So of course, there's a million things happening this month, just like always in astrology, but I have some highlights here I want to share with you guys. So on the 3rd of June, we have the Sagittarius full moon. This will be an interesting time to start the month off with a nice emotional release. And then on the 4th, we have Mercury conjunct Uranus. So this could be a time where some shocking truths come to light and communication can be kind of erratic, confusing, or in the air, bringing things up into the air that could provoke anxiety perhaps. So keep in mind that communication and technology might be kind of all over the place. Your car, double check your car, double check your computers, all that good stuff. And now on the 5th, a really major highlight is that Venus enters Leo, where it will be for the remainder of summer into literally October. So we've got a really long transit of Venus in Leo because this is the onset and giving you context clues of what's going to be coming up when Venus goes retrograde. So that won't be until July 22nd. So in June, we just get the pure Leo Venus sort of energy, which is really, you know, showcasing our loved ones off, putting our loved ones onto a pedestal. So be careful of that. Like, fall into romance with an open heart and open mind and passion, but be mindful not to get too prideful, arrogant, or like prideful or arrogant when defending your loved ones. Rose-colored glasses are definitely a thing with Leo energy as well and the romantic factors. So you might also see themes in June come up with that Leo house in your chart of where you're going to have to be doing some reassessing, reprioritizing, reconnecting with old relationship lessons, themes, people throughout the Venus retrograde. But of course, we'll get way more into that in the July horoscopes. Now, on June 11th, we do have Pluto retrograde back into Capricorn. So this is not a major transit in terms of our personal life for most people, unless they have significant placements at about 29 degrees Capricorn. But it will be a social shift of kind of feeling like we're going backwards for a while in terms of like the evolution with technology that we've been seeing primarily, I think. So it will re-enter Capricorn June 11th, and then later in the year, it will, you know, enter back into Aquarius. So that's something just to keep in the back of your mind. On June 11th as well, Mercury will enter Gemini, where it is at home. So communication, technology, things regarding, you know, listening and comprehending and learning can thrive during this time. And then on the 17th, we have a Saturn retrograde beginning. Not, again, the majorest thing. Saturn retrogrades pretty often. So it isn't a huge shift. Retrograde has become such a buzzword on the internet that I'm sure you'll see stuff online, people making it a big deal. But honest, it's not too big of a deal unless you have really primary Saturn or Pisces sort of energy going on, which 90% of us will not notice a huge shift with, honestly. But on the 18th, we have the Gemini new moon. That should be an interesting emotional new beginning. The 21st, we have the summer solstice, aka the start of Cancer season. And the 26th, Mercury then enters Cancer. And on the 30th, we have the Neptune retrograde. Again, an outer planet going retrograde, not the biggest deal, even though you might see stuff pushing it to be a big deal. So no further ado, let's get into how this information will impact you specifically by focusing on a few of these transits more in depth that are the most important to know about. And if you do need more insight, again, feel free to reach out to me to book a personal reading or book at thestarryeyedmystic.com. So looking at Aries risings, and maybe some Aries suns want to listen in on this as well, June is going to be an interesting month for you guys. So we start the month off June 3rd with a Sagittarius full moon in your eighth house of shared resources, intimacy, partnership. So we see that this month is really going to ask you right at the start to get serious about where you're merging with others. And for some of you, you may feel hypervigilant in a way that is good for you. And for some of you, you may be too paranoid. So it's going to be starting June 3rd and about 2 weeks following, you're going to be releasing some of this need to control your shared joint resources, how others are merging with you, and becoming more comfortable with vulnerability. So that's going to be something that starts the month off for you guys, where you're really going to be tested of how vulnerable you can really be. And so for some of you, depending on your personal charts, are going to learn you need to be more open and vulnerable, while some of you are going to learn where you've been too vulnerable and not you trusting your judgment and your perception enough. So the key word here is perception and trusting your perception. And you're going to be releasing limitations around that on June 3rd and the 2 weeks following. Now on June 5th, when Venus enters Leo, this is a time to enjoy the matters of your fifth house, which is romance, pleasure, sexuality, creativity, talents, sports, fun, leisure, children. So as you can tell, it's a lot of fun keywords, right? And things that have to do with your happiness. So on June 5th, it's a really nice time for you guys because it is going to ask you to just like enjoy your life, basically, which we love that for you. It is a preview to things that could come up during the Venus retrograde. So do keep that in mind, that in July, the energy might shift, but in June, you're not really meant to worry so much about that as much as you're meant to just be present and enjoy that. And of course, you're going to have to learn new things and go back and do some healing, I think, in order to fully enjoy this. Because this really positive thing in your love life or having to do with children or fun or creativity could come up for you June 5th and onwards of June, but you might be not really fully enjoying it to the ability you're going to be able to come the fall. This is a preview of something that's positive in your life that you're going to course correct and make adjustments for so it can become even more positive, okay? Now, on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon, and the ruler of Gemini is Mercury, and Mercury is at home in Gemini. So this is a new emotional beginning that is a blessing for you guys because it is just sitting where it needs to be sitting, essentially. So that's in your third house of local friends, local community, communication, writing, publishing, siblings, cousins. So there could be new blessings with any of these topics in your life. Maybe a sibling or a cousin of yours has some blessing come their way that indirectly positively affects you. Or maybe you feel more in tune with your writing and or having really clarifying conversations, learning new healthy communication habits, being really heard and validated and understood by someone in a way you never have before. So there's this real new blessing coming in intellectual matters for you guys. This could be school, doing really well in school or education or learning a new skill that's really going to boost you in your career. The key word here is intellect, and there's going to be some really great value coming in by you guys stimulating your mind in a new way around June, on June 18th and about, you know, the 2 weeks following that. Okay, and then on the 21st, we have Cancer season. So of course we're going to end June off on an emotional note, right? Gemini season ends and Cancer season begins. That's the summer solstice. So it is a time to celebrate the summer energy coming in of optimism, renewal. But as we know, Cancer is a very sensitive water sign in that it is going to activate your fourth house of home, family, childhood, upbringing, and just like your overall personal life behind closed doors. So it is going to definitely be more of an emotional end of the month. And that can be an optimistic way, right? Like emotional renewal and feeling more comfortable where you have been since last Cancer season in terms of your home and your living situations. Or if, you know, you're not feeling so happy with your living situations and your home and family situations, this might be a time where you're looking back at how this parallels with its time last year and how you want to make sure the year going forward, it is not going to parallel, right? Or what cycles you want to break to not have that energy come up again. So these are all things to keep in mind for June. I would say the main theme here for you guys is open your heart, but have discernment. That is the main message that I'm having for you guys. You're going to learn to be more lighthearted and playful and heal from past wounds. But, you know, keep that judgment in check so that you know the right timing of when to give and when to maybe wait and observe to see what should be given. And your tarot card for the month of June came up as Page of Cups reversed. So I think that for you guys, you're coming into a new emotional chapter in your life. There's going to be a big emphasis on your relationships and feeling into those. You're going to be changing your dynamics in your relationships, whether it's an existing relationship or a new person is coming into your life to totally redefine what love means to you and what care means to you and what community means to you. It doesn't matter how exactly this manifests, but it does look like there's a new emotional beginning that you guys are going to be kind of hesitant about, resistant to, or just like then need the time to understand how deeply this connection is going to impact you. Because it's one of those things that, you know, if you look at it face value, it just seems like, oh, it's one day, it's the next day that I've been talking to this person. It's whatever, we're just going with the flow. But next thing you know, you look up and it's been months and this person has drastically changed your life. So I feel like there's that sort of thing going on for you guys, but you're going to be a little either hesitant or there could be delays to that in this month at the beginning. And over time, I do think that you're going to come to redefine what relationships are for you, what you need in them, and that is going to start to externally manifest. So Taurus risings and some Taurus suns who want to listen along, let's look at your horoscope for June. So to start off, we see on the June 3rd, we have a Sagittarius full moon, right? So that's going to be happening in your eighth house of merging. So the eighth house is about merging with others, whether that's merging with others emotionally, intimately, romantically, physically, sexually. Or it could be professionally, like you're, you know, signing business contracts, you're in a business partnership, that's your boss, or this is your client, you know? So there's going to be some big emotional release around this topic of where you rely on others. So it could be a big realization around who you can rely on and who you can't, what you can financially rely on and what you can't. And further, like emotionally, who you need to be more vulnerable with versus maybe who doesn't deserve that vulnerability. So that's going to be what you start the month off with, this emotional catharsis of that full moon and changing your philosophy around this topic of your life. On the 5th, we have Venus enter Leo, and that's a pretty big deal because Venus will be in Leo until October 8th. And so Venus being in one sign so long is only happening because Venus is going to go retrograde in July on July 22nd. So of course, I'll get into that in the July horoscopes for you guys. But all you need to know for June is that Venus in Leo is going to be in your fourth house, which is your personal life, home, family, parents, upbringing, chosen family or blood family, essentially, your living conditions and whatnot. So you could have a lot of positive Venusian energy coming in this life in the home front, like feeling more at home, doing some beautifying to the home, having friends and loved ones come into your home and hosting events, or getting the opportunity to spend a lot of time with your loved ones in their home. It's a homey, it's a cozy vibe, and Venusian energy is blessing that area of your life, especially in the context of chosen family or blood family relationships. Now, come July, when the Venus retrograde happens, you might have to go back and do some inner work or reflecting on your past in order to sustain the energy that you have that's kind of coming in as a blessing in June. But don't worry about that. June is just kind of enjoying this energy. Okay, so on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon, and that's going to be happening in your second house of personal belongings, finances, personal possessions. So you're really going to have some really good ideas and mental breakthroughs come in, because not only is this Gemini new moon happening in your second house, it is also ruled by Mercury. And Mercury will be at home in Gemini as well, really strengthening the power of this new moon to bring you positive new emotional beginnings. So for some of you, this looks like new money coming in, new work, new jobs. So this is a really good time to intentionally plan for decisions around money making and putting yourself out there, communicating yourself well, articulating well. This is about clarifying decision making and feeling really good about your self-worth and self-esteem and what you bring to the table, whether that's in a career sense, a personal life sense, whatever. The basis here is your self-worth and your self-esteem and your feeling of capability of handling life will improve as you have a clearer mind coming in on June 18th and the few weeks that follow, 2 weeks that follow. Okay, and then the last part of June I want to touch on astrologically for you guys is on the 21st, we have Cancer season starting, the summer solstice. That activates for you guys your third house. So that is your local community, your local friendships. It is your sense of your actual immediate environment, but again, it's communication. So for you guys, this is going to be a season of clarifying conversations, getting things off of your chest, or people communicating more clearly, consistently with you. It could be a good time that like you're discovering and getting out in your local environment and joining clubs or just meeting people, rendezvousing with like going out in your local community. So we love that for you guys. And this is going to become something that's more emotional to you and important to you is your physical environment locally and your local friendships and communicating. So a lot of emotional conversations could come up once Cancer season starts for you guys. Okay, so now let's look at tarot for you for June. Let's see what you get. Taurus risings and Taurus suns. Oh, nice. We get the Ten of Cups. So this is a really idealistic card. So on one hand, it's very just positive overall, feeling at home, feeling a sense of belonging, relationships really thriving, having your cup full and over 20 to give more to others. So this is a very optimistic card, but it can speak of rose-colored glasses as well. So it's like, make sure that even when things are looking really positive and optimistic, you are clinging to that needing to stay long-term to find fulfillment. Because again, the Venus retrograde may bring up things you need to work on in order to sustain this newfound joy that you find in June, okay? So be open to that. Really feel, enjoy all that the beauty of this month has to bring you, but be open to the fact that in order to sustain it, there might need to be changes that need to be made, which you'll see more about coming in July. Okay, so I'm wishing you guys an amazing month. Okay, Gemini risings and some Gemini suns who want to listen along. I really like especially the end of June for you, so hang in there because I do think there's some really nice turn of events coming for you guys. But to start the month on June 3rd, you know, we got a Sagittarius full moon happening. So there is some release that needs to happen in your seventh house of relationships. So this could look like finally letting go of an outdated idea of how you're supposed to show up in relationships, redefining healthy boundaries, changing the type of people you surround yourself with, or it could be releasing an old relationship in general, just like not interacting with a relationship anymore to go to the extreme. But a lot of times it is about the adjustments you have to make in a partnership with a full moon like this. It could be in a positive sense that you have released tensions in your relationships already. So this full moon gives you an opportunity to introduce new ones into your life. But more likely than not, it will speak about release and you coming to terms with the fact of what you need to let go in order to make relationships or a specific relationship in your life work, and outdated expectations or sides of yourself that need to be released and changed as well. So on June 5th, we have, you know, Venus enter Leo, which is really nice energy. And that will enter into your third house of communications, intellect, local community, local friendships. So this could be a really good social time for you to make new friends or find new opportunities in your local community and city. You could be making new friends at this time, joining new clubs in the local community. But the key here is also communication. So it's not just communication that you're articulating yourself well, but you're finding yourself having conversations where you're really understanding the other and things are becoming more clear to you mentally so that you can make proper decisions for yourself. So that's a really nice influence, and you're meant to just enjoy this intellectual stimulation coming in for you June 5th and onward, because come July 22nd, which we'll get into in the July horoscopes, when Venus goes retrograde, you guys will probably have to do some course correction or healing from your past in order to keep sustaining this mental clarity and communication. But that is something to worry about later on in June. Do the best you can to just fully enjoy this new chapter in your third house and all those themes associated, those keywords I gave you. Just enjoy it as best as you can, because this is nice energy. Now, on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon, and Mercury will be at home in Gemini, the ruler of Gemini. So this is why I really like the end of June for you, this 18th date especially, is because you're having a new moon in your first house of self, self-identity, your physical appearance, and your life path. So this just feels like an overall fresh start in self-understanding, self-acceptance. You might do a makeover, change your look up a bit. But most importantly, this is a new perspective in external shifts and changes for you guys to walk on your life path with precision and what you're truly meant for. So I really like this influence coming in for you guys. I feel like it's going to be a nice, lighthearted new beginning versus more of the heavier emotions you might be dealing with at the start of the month. So on the 21st, we have the Cancer season beginning. So the summer solstice begins. That will activate your second house of self-worth, self-identity, self-worth and self-respect, money, physical, practical tools that you need and your possessions. So you're going to get very emotional about like keeping objects to you that have sentimental value. This is a good time, Cancer season, to go through your memory boxes and treasure chests and find those old things that you had in childhood to remind you of core memories. It's also going to be a time, though, where you're going to feel a lot more attuned to the fact that your decisions are going to have to come from a place of what is going to bring me self-worth? What am I clinging to for a false sense of security? So that's going to be something that becomes very apparent to you guys for the 21st timing onwards during Cancer season. So let's take a look at your card for the month. For June, for Gemini risings and Gemini suns. So we get the Knight of Wands. Okay, so this is what I want you guys to keep in mind. You don't want to run around just to be running around in a scattered mindset. This is a card that's really calling for you guys to ground yourself and get clear about what you want. Because Geminis, I know that you always have a million thoughts going, a bunch of options at your disposal. So it's not about doing every single thing right and perfect. It's about choosing one thing at a time to focus on. So I want you guys, as early in the month of June as you can, to choose one thing that you want to focus on for 30 days and try your best to just do your best with that one area that you want to progress in, rather than saying, I'm going to fix my relationships. I'm going to fix my home. I'm going to fix my health. It's overwhelming, and that scattered mentality will lead to scattered results. So I want you to focus on one thing at a time and be content with making progress with one area of your life this month, rather than exhausting all your energy in different directions, okay? So I'm wishing you guys an amazing June. Okay, Cancer risings and Cancer suns, let's get into your horoscope for June. So to start the month off on the 3rd, we have the Sagittarius full moon, and that will be happening in your 6th house of health, daily routines. But more importantly, it's overarching themes of where you have to put in the grind and put in the work. So full moons are all about release, and they can be rather emotional. So it is really going to be a full moon where you guys are questioned, what is your philosophy about your daily routines and your daily life? Are you bored? Do you crave more adventure? Are you needing more of a stable routine? This is something that you guys are going to have to take a realistic look at. Are you putting in the work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to get yourself where you need to go? And again, full moons are about release. So there might be something that you need to release in terms of the 6th house theme of being of service. Maybe you're focusing so much on solving other people's problems or making sacrifices for others that you're not making enough time for yourself. Or vice versa, you're accepting so much help from others and allowing others to be of service to you that you're not building that independence to go ahead and find solutions to your own problems on your own and feeding into codependency. So that's going to be something that you get hit in the face with at the start of June. But things lighten up on the 5th when Venus enters Leo. So Venus is going to be in Leo all of June. We're going to enjoy the energy before the Venus retrograde starts July 22nd. Of course, I'll talk about that in the July horoscopes. But when Venus enters Leo, it is going to enter your 2nd house of personal possessions, belongings, material resources, and your self-esteem. So this is going to be a nice self-esteem and confidence boost for you guys. Money could be doing really well. You're making really good changes in your budget and feeling more comfortable with your balance between spending and income. So this is going to be a nice time for the 2nd house matters in your life. You could be getting some themes that you want to look out for in June of, where you're going to have to maybe go back and circle back to past decisions or past relationship patterns in terms of your 2nd house in July. So maybe visiting old business partnerships or old business contracts, old clients coming back, old projects that you didn't finish that need to be revamped professionally. That could be stuff that comes up more in July. So pay attention to those themes that are coming up in June. But June just really asks you guys to be open with your heart and enjoying the 2nd house blessings that are coming your way with that Venusian energy, okay? Now the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon, and Mercury is going to be at home in Gemini. So the ruler of this lunation is in good standards. So I kind of like that. The thing is that this new moon will be in your 12th house, Cancers. So the 12th house has to do with ending cycles. It is going into your subconscious mind in your deepest innermost emotions and subconscious patterns. So you guys are going to have a lot of incoming spiritual downloads, perhaps, or just like intuitive gut feelings that you need to integrate and make space for. And this like new emotional beginning could actually feel more like ending a chapter for you guys, since it's in your 12th house. And the 12th house is all about making endings to wherever you're self-sabotaging or having blind spots. So around the 18th, pay attention to any blind spots that are being revealed. Maybe you're going to crave more solitude and slowing down rather than being super extroverted at this time. And that's okay. Take your time to really process these emotions that come up, okay? Now on the 21st, we have the summer solstice and Cancer season begins, okay? So this activates your 1st house of self, your life path. So you are just going to feel in your element, essentially. There's a lot more confidence coming your way, the ability to be noticed and visible and like seen by others. So that's a really nice influence to have coming your way that will give you that confidence boost. And most importantly, like the confidence that you can direct your own life. This could also be a time where you guys are getting makeovers or changes to your appearance. So we love that for you guys. And if we take a look at your tarot card for the month, let's see what we get. The cards are flying about. Okay, we got the King of Cups. We love it. So King of Cups is exactly what we're talking about with Cancer energy. King of Cups is like total self-assurance, emotional intelligence. You know, you might not have complete control over how you feel, but you do have a lot more control this month over how you express these emotions, not letting your emotions get the best of you. And again, that intuitive superpower coming in hot and heavy. There might be like a block that you're getting rid of, like this intuitive block or having a hard time trusting yourself and trusting your intuition. But this month is really going to build that trust and intuition. Trust in the relationships around you. And again, most importantly, your trust in yourself to make decisions about your relationships, I think is going to be really key here. Leo risings and Leo suns. Let's get into your June horoscope. So we start the month off with on the 3rd, a Sagittarius full moon happening in your 5th house of pleasure, joy, sexuality, romance, creativity. A house full of things that bring you joy. So full moons are about release and they can be rather emotional. So there's something that at the start of this month you need to release in order to move forward with a mindset that you want to derive more joy and pleasure and genuine enjoyment out of your life rather than the idea of hardship and suffering and working hard for what you want and more of that grind mentality. The 3rd is going to really show you guys, maybe you just deserve love because you are worthy of it. Maybe romance doesn't always have to be so complicated. Maybe you can just enjoy the love or the creativity or the passion or the sexuality or the talents that you've been gifted with at this time in your life without questioning, you know, it so deeply. For some of you, you may need to release some of these topics, again, letting go of romantic relationships, sexual relationships that don't serve you anymore. But for the most of you, it's going to be more about your ideas and mindset around these matters, I would think. So on the 5th, we have Venus enters Leo. And so that's going to be a big one for you guys because it's going to enter your first house of yourself, identity, and life path. So it's the foundation of your chart, essentially. And so you're going to get a really good boost of visibility, confidence, making good first impressions on people, being likable, and just feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your appearance. So it is a good time for makeovers and things like that. But on a deeper level, you know, this is going to be an onset to the Venus retrograde in Leo. That's going to start July 22nd. So, of course, I'm going to get into that more in the July horoscopes, but just keep in mind that all of this luck and good fortune and relationship growth and positivity that's coming your way in July, there's going to begin this journey of things you need to release probably or go back in your past and make peace with, make harmony with in order to sustain this clear vision that you're going to have coming in, okay? So on the 18th, we are going to also have a Gemini new moon, and Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury's also going to be at home in Gemini. So this is a nice new moon, in my opinion, for new emotional beginnings. And for you guys, it's going to be in your 11th house of social networks. So that can be like social media or your friend groups, acquaintances, colleagues. It's a really good time for networking. So you can expect some new sort of platonic or professional relationship potentially to come into your life or leveling up in that area of your life and an existing relationship. Friendships deepen at this time. Community deepens. your networking opportunities expand, your social media, if you have any like projects at social media that you're planning or things you want to be visible, you've seen online, be sure to plan that around the 18th or on the 18th for the Gemini new moon in your 11th house, okay? And on the 21st, we have the summer solstice begin, which is the sun entering Cancer. Now, for you guys, it enters your 12th house, which is a very emotional house, as if Cancer wasn't already emotional enough. So this could be a season for you guys, starting the 21st onward, where you're going to be challenged a bit to slow down, to spend some more time in solitude, and to close out cycles rather than initiate anything new. So keep that in mind, that your emotions may turn up a bit once Cancer season gets started and we leave the sort of mental lightheartedness of Gemini season, okay? So that would be the astrology I wanted to tell you guys about this month. But let's take a look at your tarot card of the month of June. Okay, so let's see what we get. Okay, so we got the Ten of Wands. Interesting. So I do feel like you guys are going to be closing out a chapter. Makes sense with that 12th house energy. But I did pull a clarifier and I also got the Page of Pentacles, which is about starting a new long-term chapter. So again, I want you guys to really think, what heavy weight and burden are you carrying out that maybe you'd be better off just dropping altogether? You might be thinking, oh, I can't be a quitter. I can't quit now. I've put so much time and energy into this thing. But I'm seeing here, maybe you can just drop this heavy weight to the best of your ability, and you don't have to necessarily carry it out to completion to have learned something valuable from it. So I want you guys to really be easy with yourself. Do things from a place of joy this month, and don't think like everything has to be a heavy sacrifice. You might just want to stop doing something because it doesn't feel good. And maybe that's okay. Maybe there doesn't need to be a deeper reason than that. Maybe you're supposed to just like enjoy your everyday life and it shouldn't be a struggle if something's not naturally working for you. Okay? Because this Page of Pentacles shows me that you're working towards a new, secure, long-lasting, stable energy versus the Wands. They can be a little fleeting based on passion or based on impulse or based on acting in the moment, but not stable. But Pentacles, here you're going to shift more into a mindset. What do I want long term? Okay. So I wish you guys an amazing June. Okay, Virgo risings and Virgo suns who want to listen in too, let's get into the June horoscope. So we start the month off June 3rd with the Sagittarius full moon. And that is going to be happening in your guys' fourth house of your personal life, home, family, chosen family, childhood, upbringing. It's basically who you are behind literal physical closed doors of your home and your family relationships and your marriage and things like that, as well as emotionally, spiritually, a very private part of yourself that goes back to childhood. So as we can tell, that could be pretty emotional topics that come up for you guys this full moon, and there needs to be release. So this could be having a really cathartic realization or conversation with family members to get some healing, or maybe that's happening internally and you're letting go of some of your past in order to make space for your future. Taking a look at the fourth house, that also is about home and family. Maybe this is renovating your home and letting go of items or your actual home or ideas around the home that are just not working for you anymore so you can move forward with more clarity. Or this could have to do with your relationships with chosen family, people who you consider family, whether they are by blood or not, you know, integrating lessons and healing around that. So again, we have a pretty emotional start of the month for you guys, but May 5th, we do have something pretty positive coming in, which is the fact that Venus moves into Leo. So this is going to be a very long transit. You know, it's going to be, Venus is going to be in Leo until October, which is very long time for Venus to stay in one sign. And that's because Venus is going to go retrograde in July 22nd to be exact. And of course, I'm going to get into that more next month in the next month's horoscopes. But what you need to know about the start of this transit is that June is a time to really bring Venusian vibes, enjoyment and pleasure into your 12th house. Now, the 12th house is the house of spirituality. It is the most unconscious part of yourself in your life. So it's your literal subconscious mind, your dreams, your connection to the other world and spiritual matters. So, and it can be solitude. It can be solitude. Who you are when you close that door and you're in a room by yourself for hours, right? So it's solitude. So it's going to be time to really enjoy quality over quantity in your social interactions, connecting with the people that really bring you some sort of soulful connection rather than, you know, superficial or just fun to have fun sort of interactions. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of spiritual insight coming through to you guys, and especially if you can make space for emotions. So make space for bigger emotions to come up and purge them, because the 12th house is all about releasing self-limiting ideas and self-sabotage. So I think that in order for your relationships to progress, there's going to need to be some inner work that has to be done, and removing some self-imposed blocks that you might not even know that you had, okay? So that being said, again, it can be pretty emotional transit, but on the 18th, we do have Gemini new moon happening in your 10th house, which has to do with your career, your public image. It's the most visible part of your chart, right? So the moon, the Gemini new moon is really supported by the fact that its ruler, Mercury, is also going to be at home in Gemini. So this is really supportive for you guys in the terms of making a new emotional beginning in terms of career, legacy, public image, how you want to be seen by others, first impressions. So this is a good time to really like think about where you're going in the direction of the very big picture, bird's eye view of your life, like zooming out. Where do you want to be 5, 10, 15 years from now? And looking at yourself in that detached way, especially when it comes to career or vocational matters, where you're spending a lot of time, like investing time and energy in order for you to survive, right? So that is a big thing that will come up for you, that new beginning. So for some of you, that could be good, like a raise, making good work contacts. But for some of you, it might just be an internal shift, because the new moons can be like an emotional new beginning. So sometimes it's very externalized. Sometimes it's more internalized, depending on your chart. So also the 21st, the last transit I want to cover, is that we have Cancer season begin, which is also the summer solstice. So, you know, Cancer season for you guys activates your 11th house of your hopes, aims, wishes for the future, your social group, social networks, social media. So it's going to be more of a social season in a sense, where you guys will be getting more opportunities to get out of your like maybe comfort zone and socialize with new people, make new social media contacts, all of that. But at the same time, there's going to be, like I said, that Venus and Leo in your 12th house. So pick when you get towards this Cancer season and choose what you want to be involved in, because you only have so much time and energy, and you will burn out if you overextend yourself, because this energy will kind of push you to be a busy bee. And you're not going to be in busy bee mindset. You're going to be in quality over quantity mindset, because you're doing some inner work to refine your entire life direction and start a whole new cycle. So conserve your energy. Choose social interactions wisely. Choose networking events wisely. Choose what goals you want to start mapping out wisely. It's best to maintain rather than start a million new things at once. So let's take a look at your tarot message. Okay, so we get Temperance. So that's all about balance and emotional healing. This card comes after, you know, the Tower and Tarot. It might not be immediately after the Tower. I'm blanking right now. I'm sick. But it's there. It's after that, okay? So after the storm, after the collapse, after all this crazy shit happens, we get the Temperance card, which is like, hey, let's just like take deep breaths. Let's do things in moderation. Let's balance all areas of our life out. We've been maybe putting too much time and energy into one area of our life, and we're feeling the disconnect from other areas in our life. So it's going to be time to reconnect with those and really just like emotionally center and find our equilibrium again, okay? So that's what I see for you guys in June, and I'm wishing you an amazing month. Okay, Libra risings and some Libra suns who want to listen in, let's talk your June horoscope. So the very first thing is that on June 3rd, we have a Sagittarius full moon occurring, and that's going to be happening in your third house. So the third house has to do with communications, siblings, cousins, intellectual matters, studying, writing, publishing, books, anything brainy. So you could have some really emotional and emotionally releasing type of thoughts coming up, but I would think especially conversations, right? Like addressing the elephant in the room or something that you've been holding in a while or someone else has been holding in a while and making important attempts to like connect with you and speak with you and articulate yourself well. This is definitely a full moon to pull out your journals and just like emotionally dump everything you've been feeling. This is going to be a very verbal, communicative, brainy type of full moon for you guys and releasing things that no longer serve with those topics I just spoke about. But on the 5th, we have Venus entering Leo. And this is going to be a big deal because Venus is going to be in Leo till literally October. That's a really long time for Venus to be in one sign. And that's because Venus is going to go retrograde in July, July 22nd to be exact. I'll get into that in the July month horoscopes. But what you need to know for June is just that this is going to be an onset to the Venus retrograde that we're going to be experiencing in July. So now is the time to really enjoy this area of your life I'm about to tap in on. But know that you might have to go back, reassess, find peace and harmony with pieces of your past in order to maintain this good vibe that gets started in June. So Venus and Leo will be in your 11th house of social work, you know, social groups, your hopes and aims for your future, friendships, social media. It's a very forward-thinking, future-motivated house. So this is a good transit because it's going to connect you with opportunities that make you feel hopeful for your future and relationships that make you feel hopeful for your future. You could be connecting more with a romantic partner or friends about, you know, what visions you share for your future that brings you a lot of inspiration. It could also be a good time that you're making connections on social media. Or, you know, if you're dating, this is a good time to get on the dating apps, whether you like them or not, you know, is up to you. But, you know, the 11th house is the internet. Venus can be dating. So this could be a good time to give the dating apps a shot before the Venus retrograde, because you might find something nice through that approach. Now, on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon. And that Gemini new moon is in a good position because it's being strengthened by Mercury in Gemini, which is Mercury at home, and Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. So we're just getting really strong, positive Gemini, new emotional beginning vibes. And that's going to be in your 9th house, which has to do with philosophy, travel, culture, language, studying. It's kind of this brainy influence again, like the 3rd house full moon you have at the start of the month is. So this is going to bring you a lot more optimism because you're going to start to get experiences outside of your comfort zone, which at first may feel like you have to make tough decisions of like, oh, am I going to stay with the way things have been or am I going to leap out of my comfort zone? And I highly encourage you guys to leap out of your comfort zone. And for some of you, that involves travel. Some of you, that involves connecting with people of different cultures than you. Some of you, that involves schools or universities or certifications, learning new skills, whatever the exact manifestation is, regardless, like open yourself up to new experiences because these experiences are going to take you further than you imagined. And now for some of you, that might just be internal work too, of like getting out of your own way so that you can get out of your comfort zone. But for a lot of you, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes up externally. Okay, so on the 21st, we have Cancer season beginning, or the summer solstice. So that's going to be happening in your 10th house of your public image, the most visible part of your life, your career, the role you play in society. So Cancer season's really going to put a lot of emotional weight to these things in your life, where you're starting to think, how can I help others? How can I help nurturing others in a professional sense? So maybe you'll, you know, feel like this motherly energy towards people you're working with, or you'll connect with someone who has that motherly energy to mentor you in your career. This could also be a parent figure sometimes with the 10th house. So it could be connecting with parents and having more of a focus on that in your life. But regardless, Cancer season's really going to ask you to get emotional and tap into your deepest intuitions about your career, rather than just kind of functioning on autopilot or like being super detached. Like, you're going to have to really feel your emotions when it comes to career so that you can find the answers of what you've been looking for. Okay, so now let's look at your tarot message. I'm curious what it is after all of these astrological transits for you guys. So let's see your card for the month of June. Okay, we got Nine of Swords, guys. Okay, I want you guys to get out of your head as best as you can this month. It makes a lot of sense because you've got that third house, that ninth house activation, which is really being in your head sometimes and overthinking things. For some of you, if you've been dealing with anxiety or insomnia, hard time sleeping, nightmares that you haven't had in a while, this is a good time to like actively take the time in your waking day to process your feelings a bit. Journal 5 minutes in the morning if you can. There's a lot going on in that head. And sometimes we think we're overthinking when we're really not processing our emotions. So you might not be overthinking as much as you're avoiding processing an uncomfortable thing that happened to you, or processing an uncomfortable decision that you know you have to make that you're avoiding. So I want you guys to sit down and really like not let anxiety eat at you as much as actively trying to find a way to express yourself. And so for some of you, of course, that can be talking to a professional, a therapist, or someone you trust, rather than just like living in your own head. Express, get it out, write about it, talk about it, whatever you need to do. Okay, guys? So I'm wishing you a beautiful June. Scorpio risings and some Scorpio suns who want to listen as well. Let's get into your horoscopes for June. So the first thing that I'd like to touch on is the 3rd of June. We have a Sagittarius full moon occurring, and that's going to be in your second house of self-worth, self-esteem, your own possessions, your values, your money. So this is about practical things that you do for yourself or you possess for yourself, like a resource. So this is going to be a full moon where you need to let go of something that's hindering your sense of self-worth or like depleting you of your feelings, of your confidence, of your value. So for some of you, that's about setting boundaries for yourself, speaking up for yourself. For some of you, it might be about like literally selling or getting rid of physical belongings that are attached to like negative memories, or even just like if you have too much clutter, making space for that. Okay, because this full moon in the second house is really going to ask you to change up your mindset and let go of what's not working anymore in terms of what's hurting your sense of autonomy and independence and feeling like you could do things for yourself on your own, for your own needs. Okay. Now on the 5th, we have Venus enter Leo. That's going to be a pretty big deal because Venus is going to be in Leo from this point onward until literally October, which is a very long time for Venus to stay in one sign. And that's because Venus is going to go retrograde in July 22nd to be exact, which I'll get into in the July horoscopes. But all you need to know for June is that Venus is going to enter Leo. It's going to enter your 10th house of your public image, your career, your legacy, what your sense of purpose is. So there's going to be luck in that area of your life where you feel like there's growth going on in the career front, in your sense of what you want to do and what role you want to play in society, your first impression on others, getting noticed for the right things. So it is really nice. It's a really positive influence, but it is going to be an onset to that Venus retrograde coming up in July. So know that the positive changes that are happening in your 10th house, kind of prepare yourself that you might need to go back to the past and redo some things and make peace with some things in order to sustain the positive emotions or the positive changes that come through in June, okay? So that being said, on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon, and that's going to be strengthened by the fact that Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is also at home doing well in Gemini. So that being said, it's going to be in your 8th house. This is a new beginning in 8th house matters. So for some of you, that's deepening your intimacy with others. That is feeling more emotionally connected to another on a soul level. For others, though, it may be more of like a business manifestation, because 8th house is where we're merging with others, either emotionally or financially. So this could be a really good time where you're like making really good business contracts, signing really good contracts with clients, getting a good client relations going on, good money coming in. So we love that. Regardless of the outcome, it is a nice, refreshing emotional beginning where you guys kind of feel like, okay, I can trust a little bit more of my abilities to perceive what is trustworthy and what isn't. And that's going to be like a bit of a relief for you. But at first, there may be an important decision to make around that time regarding like vulnerability and judgment. So it's like, okay, I need to judge how much vulnerability I can put into this situation, given the information I have. And maybe that can change over time, but maybe up front, I can only invest X, Y, Z sort of in vulnerability in the situation, or accountability in the situation. Only promise what you can give, or only sign contracts for what you can give, or whatever, whether it's a verbal agreement or a literal legal agreement. Only agree to what you can actually agree to, because the 8th house has a karmic nature to it, as what you give is what you'll get. So make sure you are saying what you mean and others are saying what they mean, right? Now, the sun entering Cancer, that is going to happen on the 21st, aka the summer solstice, and that activates your 9th house of travel, philosophy. You know, it's a like very brainy house, very culturally motivated house. So this is going to be a time when Cancer season comes around, you're really pushed out of your emotional comfort zone, okay? Time to get more like following and leading with your heart and your intuition over cold, hard facts. That's going to be something that begins towards the end of the month. And we'll talk more about that, of course, in July. So that would be the astrological insight I wanted to hand over to you guys. Let's look at what tarot card for the month. Okay, so we get, for Scorpio, risings and Scorpio suns, 10 of Swords reversed. So this is nice in a way, because 10 of Swords upright can be really challenging. But when it's reversed like this, it's like you're kind of removing or healing from, rather, a lot of the pain that you've gone through. It's like you're finally coming to peace with some sort of way you've been backstabbed, is kind of the feeling I get. Like some sort of betrayal that happened to you, or some way that someone lied to you, or you feel they slighted you, deceived you, didn't give you enough information to like make a conscious choice for yourself. I feel like you're starting to heal from that. You're starting to get clarity on that, why that happened the way it did, or maybe you'll not understand why it happened, but like see the value and like how you've grown from that. But this is kind of like making closure and making peace with the way that things in the past have blown up, okay? It's making peace with something. And I think it's breaking patterns. There may be, for some of you, some sort of situation that comes up that reminds you of your past that at first really triggers you, but then you take a moment to step back and realize, hey, like, I don't have to do that again, and I'm in control. And that's really awesome that I'm responding differently this time. So I love that for you guys, and I wish you guys a very happy June. Okay, Sagittarius suns and Sagittarius risings. Sagittarius risings primarily, but you can listen for your sun sign if you'd like as well. Let's get into your June horoscope, shall we? So The very first thing that we see is that on the 3rd, there is a Sagittarius full moon occurring, and it's going to be in your first house of self, life path. It's literally your full moon, right? So of course, it's going to be a very impactful one. So we are starting the month off on a emotional note because full moons, as we know, can be rather emotional. They are culmination points. So it's like you're harvesting the rewards of your hard work of putting so much time and energy into developing yourself. But it is starting a whole new life chapter because the first house is like the foundation of your chart and your life and your self-perception and your literal human self, who you are. So this is a time where you need to release anything that's kind of getting in your way in general. It's a very general full moon concept for you guys because it is in your sign and it is just like impacting any an area of your life that needs to shed layers in order to for you to embody your best self, basically. Now on the 5th, we have Venus enter Leo. This is going to be a big deal because Venus is going to be in Leo until October 8th. So that's a long time for Venus to be in Leo in one sign. And that's because July 22nd, we're going to have the Venus retrograde. I'll get into that in the July horoscopes. But all you really need to know in terms of, you know, how that impacts you this June is being very open and aware and having fun and expansion with your 9th house. So the 9th house is all about getting out of your comfort zone, expanding your philosophy, traveling, learning about new cultures, educating yourself, learning new skills, going to school, university, whatever you will. So it's going to be a time where educational matters, expanding your mind, feeding yourself like soul food in an intellectual sense is going to take you further. So for some of you, that's literally traveling, but the idea here is traveling out of your comfort zone. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, maybe even significant relationships that are going to come in your life with people of different cultures, different backgrounds, different beliefs, faiths, spirituality, beliefs. You know, to expand your mind and to get you to explore new things and travel outside of your comfort zone. So that's where there's going to be a lot of luck and expansion for you guys in June. On the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon. And this Gemini new moon is going to be strengthened by the fact that its ruler, Mercury, is also at home in Mercury. So that's going to be happening in your 7th house of relationships. So this is a new emotional beginning in the realm of your relationships, partnerships. It could be in an existing relationship where you're going to the next level or you're, you know, having new people enter your life. This is a very relationship-oriented month for you guys where you're really putting a mirror up to who you are and how that's reflecting in your relationships and vice versa. And so on the 18th, we do get a positive new emotional beginning happening in context of your relationships and understanding people, having people understand you. You're probably going to get some like really clarifying communication going on with it being a Gemini or just some piece of information that fills in the gaps that you've been missing. This is like some sort of intellectual coming of full circle understanding of your relationships that's going to occur that makes you shift your mindset and your mental approach when it comes to dating or business contracts. You know, this doesn't have to just be your personal relationships or romantic. It can be business, platonic, family. The 7th house reaches all terms of relationships, unlike the other relationship houses. So that is a big deal for you guys. It's a big month hitting very important houses in your chart. And we end the month on the 21st, or, you know, we're not ending on the 21st, but the final thing I want to cover is the sun entering Cancer for you guys. Cancer season starts for us all on the 21st. It's Cancer season. For you guys, that activates your 8th house. And this is more about intimacy. So intimacy in relationships on a deep primal level. So that can be sexuality. That can be merging money. So it really has to do with you guys trusting your perception and trusting that you can go through the transformations that inevitably comes from intimacy or merging with someone, whether that's financially, contractually, sexually, spiritually, emotionally. there is some transformation to yourself that would occur because of the relationships you are investing in starting Cancer season, okay? So that is the rundown for June, essentially, astrologically. Let's take a look at your tarot quick. We got the Ace of Cups, which I really like for you guys. Again, a new emotional beginning. So for a lot of you guys, this is, like I said, a pretty emotional month where you guys, you know, Sagittarius sometimes runs from their emotions and feeling things on a deeper level because they prefer to have like that lighthearted approach to life and let like just the negativity fall right off of them. But this month, you guys, you're stepping into more emotional depth and awareness. And I think that this can come up in specific relationship in your life, or maybe a few, or an overall just vibe of you needing to open your heart up more in relationships. That's going to become apparent to you this month because this new significant emotional chapter that is the Ace of Pentacles. And the good news is it's pretty emotionally healing. It takes you back to your past and it makes you realize where you have built this like kind of shell or wall around yourself in order to stay safe. And I think there's going to be some nice relief of like, okay, I can just enjoy this. I don't have to be on hypervigilant mode. I can just feel my emotions as they ebb and flow and feel like that I can build vulnerability with others. So I like this for you guys. So I hope you have a happy June. Capricorn risings and Capricorn suns, let's get into your June horoscope. So the first thing that I want to hit on is the fact that on June 3rd, we have a Sagittarius full moon. Okay, that is going to be occurring in your guys' 12th house. And the 12th house has to do with ending cycles, going into your subconscious mind, really getting a good look at where you're limiting yourself and letting fears dictate you. But on the positive side, it's very spiritually aware, very vivid dreams that could come to you guys that you should take note of and really pay attention to what your gut and your intuition is saying and like make the time to spiritually connect. I cannot stress this enough. You will get some really profound insight coming in if you do. This is about going inwards versus worrying about what's going on out there, what other people are doing. It's time to check in with yourself at the start of the month. And it can be an emotional start to the month, but that's okay. You really are going to be releasing this moon with it hitting your 12th house. Let go what is not fitting naturally, okay? And you don't have to figure out what that letting go is. Just tap in. Pray for your spirit guides to take over and like really surrender this full moon, okay? Because on June 5th, we have Venus enter Leo. And it is going to be there until literally October 8th. And that's a long time for Venus to be in one sign. And that's because Venus is going to go retrograde July 22nd. I'll talk more about that in the July horoscope. So don't worry, I got you then. But what you need to know for June is basically that it is going to enter your 8th house of intimacy, merging with others. So for some contexts, this can be like emotional, spiritual. Some, it can be sexual and physical intimacy. And for others, it can be financial, like business contracts. So these topics are going to be where you're getting more luck coming in June and more expansion, relationships coming in to support you in those ways. But keep in mind that because the Venus retrograde is going to come in July, that you might need to like keep in mind that these positive growth things that are happening, you're going to have to go back and circle back and visit past experiences and integrate past relationship lessons and things like that in order to sustain the goodness that is a preview coming in June, okay? So money, business partnerships, clients, really good for that, really good for, you know, deepening intimacy in a relationship, good sex, you know? All that good stuff, soul sex though, not like superficial level sex. So be careful if you're just looking to hook up and have fun, because this is like your feels are going to get stirred up by that. Any intimacy this month, you're gonna feel that desire to merge more. Okay, now on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon. That's going to be strengthened by the fact that its ruler Mercury is also at home in Gemini. That's going to be happening in your 6th house. And your 6th house is like the daily grind. What kind of like work you have to keep putting in consistently day by day in order to make your career work, the chores you have to do around the house, the food you have to eat to fuel your body. Like, it's your chores, the daily chores of life in all of its various ways. And the things, the sacrifices you have to make daily to help other people that you are responsible to, like, you know, helping your family, helping your friends and things like that. So it is also about give and take. So with the new moon being rather positive in your sixth house, this is like you could get opportunities to really help someone. And that is in the future going to come back to tenfold. So good karma, you know, or maybe you're receiving help because you've really helped someone before. It's kind of the vibe of like a karmic debt is paid with the sixth house too, when there's a new moon in this vicinity. So I think that it's kind of like, okay, I have a new emotional chapter. I'm getting emotional clarity because I've kind of come to understand that I have given what needs to be given. And if you are hesitating, if you do get the opportunity to give to someone during this new moon, especially in the context of knowledge and information, if that comes up, do not hold back, okay? Give freely. It'll come back tenfold. Now, on the 21st of June, we have Cancer season start, or the summer solstice, and that activates your guys' seventh house of relationships. So again, we're getting this theme of like relationship focus, really opening your heart, and it's going to become very apparent to you what you feel in relationships, especially Cancer season going forward. It's not going to be something you can hide to yourself, and there's going to be a lot of conscious growth going on in partnership and relying on other people rather than feeling, hey, I'm going to do things on my own, or, you know, hyper independence won't work once Cancer season begins for you Capricorn risings and Capricorn suns. Okay. So I pulled the tarot card, and would you look at that? We got the Two of Cups. That is literally all about collaboration, coming together with someone in a positive way where feelings are mutual. So yes, this can be business. Yes, this can be any sort of relationship, friendship, but it is pretty romantic usually, because there is this like deep emotional quality where the people can't get close enough to each other. Like, they're really wanting to merge with another person. So romance could be a thing in your heart coming up this June, where you're like, there's someone that you really want to merge with, or maybe just the idea of like relationships themselves. If you're single, like, you know, you're ready to start dating again. But even this could be community. Like, you just want to get closer to people. You don't want to keep doing everything on your own. I think that's going to happen more towards the end of the month. The start of this month, you're probably going to be feeling like a little bit not secluded, maybe some of you, but definitely like kind of in your own world. And as the month progresses, you're going to have probably more opportunities to socialize or connect with the people you love, is what I think. Okay? So I'm wishing you guys an amazing June. Aquarius risings and Aquarius suns who choose to listen in, let's get into your June horoscope. So the first thing I want to touch on is the fact that on June 3rd, we have the Sagittarius full moon occurring. That's going to be happening in your 11th house of social circles, hopes and aims for the future, social media, friendships. So there's going to be some full circle moment that happens, like things are coming to a culmination and making sense more. But there is something that has to be let go of in order to make space for that new realization or new life experience that is like kind of come full circle for you. So for some of you, this could be like changing up your social life, changing up your approach to friendships. Some of you, it's changing your relationship with social media and what you consume and what you share. For a lot of you, it's going to be about forward thinking. 11th house is forward future thinking and goals and aims and planning for that future, your ideal future on the horizon. So there will be changes to that idea of what you're even working towards in a general detached sense for your future. Now, on the 5th, we have Venus enter Leo. So that's going to be a big deal because Venus will be in Leo until literally October. And that's a long time for Venus to be in one sign. That's because July 22nd, we're going to have the Venus retrograde. And I will get into that more in the July horoscopes. But what you need to know for June is that Venus is going to enter your 7th house of relationships. And this is going to make relationships a super important part of your life, in the coming months, especially June, to get started. You're going to become aware that you cannot just do things on your own out of a hyper-independence mindset, as Aquarius can be kind of guilty of sometimes. You know, you guys are going to have to learn to collaborate with others and to merge with other people and to grow with others, okay? So that being said, in a romantic sense, this is like, boom, fire in your relationship. So that's a lot of passion and excitement, but you have to be careful of pride and ego and ignorance, focusing all your energy on one person and forgetting about other things. So there's going to be a lot of focus in relationships. I think it's going to be pretty positive in June, though. Just keep in mind that come July, there is going to be something from the past you're probably going to have to circle back to continue enjoying the growth you're seeing in the relationship department. And again, that can be romantic, platonic, family, business. It's just about you getting out there and relating with other people instead of just focusing on doing things on your own. Okay, so on the 18th, we have a Gemini new moon strengthened by Mercury also being at home, its ruler in Gemini. So it's in the fifth house of fun, creativity, romance, pleasure, sexuality. So yeah, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of romantic activity for you guys this month. I wouldn't be surprised if single Aquarius meets someone, or those in a relationship, they're just like really diving deep with the person they're with, and like this high almost I would see for a lot of you. Communication's going to be a big thing around this Gemini new moon, though. Having conversations that really clearly define what makes you happy, what you truly want, what you crave sexually, what you crave romantically, okay? And like clarifying communication will take you a long way at this time. Do not hold things in or bite your tongue, okay? Now on the 21st, Cancer season starts. And when Cancer season starts, that activates your sixth house. And the sixth house is about the daily grind. What do you have to do to take care of the house, the household chores? What do you have to do at work to get your ideal career? What calls do you have to make to who? And what's on your to-do list? And what food do you have to feed your body for your health to stay in check? And all that stuff. So the 21st onwards, the daily things you have to do, like the daily grind, is something you become more attuned to and sensitive to. And you're going to realize where you have been like so scattered, and you're craving either more routine or just more emotional predictability in your day-to-day life and or emotional connection with others rather than just going through the motions. Like you're going to be craving in your daily life to be with chosen family a lot more, I think. So again, lots of emotional relationship energy coming up for you guys. Let's see what your card is. Nine of Swords. One of the other signs got Nine of Swords too. I see you guys in your head a lot, overthinking things, and that's why communication will be important for you guys. You're thinking too much and not expressing as much as you could, I think. I'm biting your tongue too much. I'm seeing anxiety or your nervous system feeling dysregulated, insomnia, hard time sleeping, or nightmares about your past. It's time to get that out. It's time to talk about that anxiety with someone you trust, a therapist. It's time to not brush this under the rug anymore. So take care of your mental health this month, okay? It's really going to be important for you because I don't want you guys to just get stuck in your head and miss out all these opportunities to connect that look like they're trying to come your way, okay? So I wish you guys an amazing June. Okay, so last but not least, Pisces risings and some Pisces suns who wants to listen along as well. Let's get into your June, shall we? So to start June off, we have a Sagittarius full moon that's going to be occurring in your guys' 10th house of your career, public image, first impressions, just like the role you play in society and objectively who you are. So it's going to become important for you guys to be really aware of what you're putting out there because you're going to be having a certain level of visibility for those like an authority over you at work or, you know, people looking in on you on social media or whatever you will. This is just like what people can see at you looking at you objectively kind of in your career life and in general. So the good thing is, though, like, you're going to be releasing something and having a ha moment or a full circle moment in this area of your life and career, in public image and public life. But on the other hand, you know, there is a need to release for full moon. So there's something you have to let go of in order to make space for this new profound realization or emotional full circle that you come to. Okay. That being said, on the 5th, we have Venus enter Leo. Okay. That's a pretty big deal because Venus will be in Leo till October 8th. So that's a long time for Venus to be in one sign. And the reason that it's also going to be in that sign so long is because Venus is going to go retrograde July 22nd. Okay, so we'll get into the Venus retrograde and what that means for you in the July horoscopes. But all you need to know for June is that when Venus enters Leo, it's going to enter your sixth house of like the daily grind, the things you need to do, and the motions you have to go through day and day to take care and maintain your life. So like the household chores, the calls and the to-do list you have to do at work, you know, the maintenance on your car. It's just like the daily grind sort of thing. So, and the food you have to feed your body to maintain your health and whatnot. So when Venus enters your sixth house, it's going to become more easy for you in your day-to-day life, like your routines. But it's also going to be a place where you're noticing you're craving more like connection. So maybe this is work connections coming in and helping you in relieving some of your stress load at work, or, you know, relationships coming in and just like wanting to help you and give to you. This is Venus energy. So it is working in your favor to bring peace and harmony to your day-to-day life, which a lot of times can manifest in like career opportunities. So it does seem like kind of a pretty career-oriented start to the month to you guys. Now, on the 18th, I want to focus on the Gemini new moon. That's going to be happening in your fourth house of home, family. It's just your overall personal life behind closed doors with your chosen closed ones. So there's a new emotional beginning that occurs. It strengthens this Gemini new moon by the fact that its ruler Mercury is at home in Gemini as well. So this is a positive new beginning when it comes to your personal life. So this could be like moving, really feeling good within your home, making renovations to the home, connections with your parents or your blood family, or with your chosen family, like whoever you're married to, or just like friends you consider family that you've known a long time, feeling really good about that. The key is here that it's going to be like a mental breakthrough that occurs, or really profound like conversations happening, because Gemini is all about that intellectual stimulation and verbal communication and things like that. And writing could be something that comes very naturally to you guys at this time as well with that new moon. But overall, it's just like a new emotional start because you guys are going to be able to make a decision about your personal life that kind of relieves this like probably confusion you've been going through when it comes to home, living conditions, things of that nature, okay? So I like that for you guys. And on the 21st, we have the sun enter Cancer. So Cancer season begins and the summer solstice begins. And we like that because that means the sun's going to be in your fifth house of fun, pleasure, sexuality, dating, romance. So it's a fun house, you know, children, your inner child, creativity. So it's a good season coming up for you guys in Cancer season where you guys really get to prioritize just like being in the moment, having fun. So I like that for you guys and deepening your emotions around really feeling the joy that is like in all these fun, creative, romantic things around you and focusing on that for a while. So we love that for you guys. And let's take a look at your tarot card for June. Okay, what do we got? Knight of Cups. What did I say? Okay, we love it. So yeah, this is about being romantically pursued a lot of the times, like someone trying to romantically pursue you. So it really is relationship season coming up. I'm not going to lie. Like so many of the signs, like there's so much relationship activity. I see that for you guys later in the month, especially. So yeah, this is like romantic pursuit, but this could be like also you're like creatively inspired. The cups are all about like that creativity, fifth house sort of stuff I was talking about. So I just think that it's like this more romanticized energy you're walking into overall, whether that's literally romantic love or just rose-colored glasses, seeing life in a beautiful way, having creative inspiration, going after the things you really want, feeling more excited and passionate about something, like, or emotionally connected would be the better word. So it's emotional renewal, and I like it. I do like it. Okay? So I wish you guys the best of luck this June.